Our sights are set on Glendale, Arizona. The Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Welcome inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, getting back into action on Sunday, and a great game. The Eagles and the Cardinals, 5-1.
Yeah. First time that those two have ever been at that stage at this point of the season when they've met each other. So it ought to be fun. It'll probably be this gorgeous day in Arizona. And they will shut the roof and put us in that tin can.
Merrill, let's talk about the first half of the season here for the Eagles, the first six games for the Eagles. 5-1 record, good start, overcoming a lot of adversity. Your read on what has gone well for the Eagles, and then in the second half of the season, what needs to get better?
Well, this team knows how to win. That's the best way to describe it. They know how to win. They are not always at their best. The offense has sputtered at times. Nick Foles has been hot and cold, but at the end of games, with the one exception being San Francisco, when he's had to make the big play and has had to get the offense going and take them from behind, he has come through. And that's a very great quality that a quarterback has. I think the special teams have been amazing. In the 102 seasons that I've done these games, these are the best special teams I've ever seen.
I think the best special teams in the history of the league through six
games,
right? Yeah,
I mean, probably.
It's been amazing. And can you count on that? I mean, to the point now, Merrill, you go into a game, are you counting on,
you know what,
big plays?
Here's the thing. If I'm Dave Zastadil, who is the punter for the Arizona Cardinals, I'm nervous. I'm going into this game not with the same relaxed frame of mind that I had when I went up against the Oakland Raiders, because I know at any moment they could break through and end up swatting the football away. So they have a psychological effect just by what they've done so far. And, of course, the defense against the Giants was terrific. They're getting better and better, and I would anticipate that Michael Kendricks is going to be back and make them even better.
I look at this game, Merrill, and I see the matchup that really is interesting to me. The Eagles' defensive backs against a group of receivers and then running back Andre Ellington, as good as any, really, as a group in the league.
As a group. Mm-hmm. But you say the Eagles' defensive backs, Dave, and while they are certainly important, the key to stopping those receivers is the pass rush. You put the heat on Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd and John Brown. They don't have the time to run around and get open. I thought the same thing the other day, watching the great Dez Bryant lead the Dallas Cowboys with catch after catch. If you give Tony Romo time, and he's good at extending plays, if you give him time, there's no way anybody, you take the best corners, can stay with Dez Bryant. But if you put pressure on the quarterback, it changes everything.
Merrill, the Eagles' offense has been moving the football, at times scoring points, too many turnovers, not enough efficiency in the red zone. So moving forward, looking ahead here, 10 games to go, what needs to get back on track? How do the Eagles get this thing really humming?
Just by continuing to work and practice and prepare. Nick Foles is not a turnover machine. He's thrown more interceptions than he should, and he knows that. He'll work on that, and that will clean up in the latter part of the season. He's a good quarterback. He's doing a lot of things better this year than he did last year. Not statistically. He has made more mistakes. Well, he's gotten rid of the ball much more quickly. He hasn't taken the sacks. He's moved very well in the pocket. He's thrown into some very tight windows. He's throwing with more confidence. He's gambling a little bit more, so he's made a few more mistakes.
And he's winning at the end of games, as you pointed out earlier.
At the end of games.
There's certainly a sense of confidence with this football team that will serve it well, Merrill. It's a tough stretch. The final 10 games are difficult. The Cowboys are right there at 6-1. There's not a sense of comfort in the NFC East. How has this team grown up in your eyes?
Just the confidence that they have. They have confidence in their system. They have confidence in their coaches. They have confidence in their team leaders like Nick Foles and D'Amico Ryans. And the fact that this team can be 5-1 without key components like Kendricks, Kelce, Mathis, that to me is amazing.
Merrill, this game, obviously an important one. We've seen the Eagles go out to Arizona over the years, and it's been a very difficult place to win. So what's the key to victory on Sunday?
Getting off to a good start. Not letting Arizona put you in a hole, because then that place will get very, very loud. This is not Sun Devil Stadium, where I used to look out and see as many green jerseys as red jerseys. Now they have a pretty big fan base. There will be plenty of Eagles fans there, but it still will be predominantly Arizona Cardinals fans. So don't let them rock that place and put you in a hole. quiet them down, make some big plays, take a lead, and then play the kind of defense that they played against the Giants.
And if that happens at the end of the game on the Eagles Radio Network, you will hear the chants, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, over your radio airwaves. Merrill Reese, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Great to see you, as always.
It's great to be back.
In studio. Merrill Reese in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.